there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. But what if I told you that routine doesn't have to be the enemy of love? It can be an opportunity to deepen your connection and rekindle the flame of passion. So we are here today to talk about keeping the flame of love alive in the midst of routine. Today, we're diving into the significance of rekindling romance in routine of everyday life and the impact it has on marriages. So before we continue, I'm excited to share a valuable resource that can further support you and your spouse in this process. It's called We Still Do, Creating a Marriage Manifesto. This self-paced workshop is designed specifically for couples just like you who are seeking to revitalize their marriage and strengthen their connection. Through this workshop, you'll have the opportunity to create a vision for your marriage that reflects your shared dreams, values, and commitments. It's a powerful tool that can help you navigate the ups and downs of married life with intentionality and purpose. So stay tuned as we dive deeper into the transformative power of embracing change and reigniting love in your marriage. Recently, my husband and I have been enjoying quiet moments by the fireplace while we read our devotional each morning. I find myself captivated by the flickering flames dancing upon the logs as he reads aloud. There's a sense of contentment in these moments for me that feels just right, just perfect. Yet, if either of us neglects to tend to the fire, its warmth diminishes and the room gradually grows colder. One scripture that speaks to the power of love in overcoming routine is Song of Solomon 5:16, where it says, "His mouth is sweetness itself. He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem." Routine has its place in marriages, but it doesn't have to always be the same thing day in and day out. As I shared with you about my husband and I, that we can just keep sitting there, both of us, doing the same thing. But one of us had to get up off the chair and go and tend to the fire because we both did not want the fire to go out. So are you looking for ways to rekindle romance in your everyday life? Well, grab your latte, reheat that tea, or get ready to set the pace for a lively walk as we begin to chat right now about how adding a small, thoughtful gesture to your daily routine can rekindle romance and deepen your connection with your spouse. So here are some ideas that I have for you. Start the day by sharing a meaningful moment together, such as cuddling in bed, sharing a cup of coffee or tea, doing a devotional, or simply exchanging words that build each other up, that speak of your appreciation, affirmation, affirming your love before beginning your day. How about leaving surprise love notes for your spouse to find throughout the day, whether it's tucked into their lunchbox, purse, briefcase, on the bathroom mirror, or hidden in their pocket? These small gestures of affection can brighten their day and remind them of your love. You can make a conscious effort to express appreciation to your spouse's qualities and actions, right? That you notice these little things that they are doing for you and take the time to acknowledge it, praise them for it. This is like honey to the lips, like it's like a kiss in the air that they take a hold of, and they can bring it with them wherever they go. You could show love through acts of service by taking on a task or a chore that your spouse typically does, maybe such as making breakfast, doing the dishes, or running an errand for them. This demonstrates your thoughtfulness and willingness to support them in their everyday responsibilities. You can carve out dedicated time each day to spend together, whether it's going for a walk, cooking dinner together, or simply cuddling on the couch. Use this time to connect and focus on each other without distractions. And you can also try and plan spontaneous surprises for your spouse, such as preparing their favorite meal, arranging a surprise date night, or bringing home a small gift just because. I have, if you drop in the comments, I have a 52 little to no cost date nights. That's a date night for a year, every week for a year. It's really a wonderful, wonderful to have. Or you could bring home a small gift just because. These unexpected acts of kindness and thoughtfulness can reignite the spark of romance and show your spouse how much you care. You can give a touch on the hand. You can add that to your daily routine. You can include physical touch in your day. So whether it's holding hands, touching the hand, giving hugs or kisses, and kisses if you'd like, or simply sitting close together. The physical connection, the affection, releases feel-good hormones that promote bonding, connection, and intimacy, which strengthens your connection as a couple. So these are 7 ways that you can incorporate, that you can include in your daily routine that brings your spouse a feeling that you are right there in the moment with them doing life together. So be intentional about how you can rekindle romance in your marriage, whether it's like carving out the time, the space amidst your daily schedule, the daily busyness of everyday life, so that you can rekindle the spark of romance and deepen your connection. So building a better marriage in the midst of a routine is to keep the element of surprise alive and the spontaneous gestures or surprises, the love notes, leaving love notes around the house, even just one love note. Post-its are great. You could use a post-it. Plan a surprise outing or cooking them their favorite meal unexpectedly. These are the small acts of thoughtfulness that can go a long way in keeping the romance alive and reminding your spouse how much they mean to you. So, and I do for everyday life together, do believe that routine can provide a sense of stability and security in your relationship, offering a foundation upon which to build your life together, creating shared rituals, traditions that strengthen your bond. Stability, security, those are found in boundaries. So when you place a boundary around your spouse, you know these thoughtful things that you're going to do, it's securing, it's rekindling the romance. It's not letting the fire go out. It's not letting it destroy a relationship, right? A fire sometimes, if it doesn't have the boundaries of a fireplace, it can destroy your whole home. So don't believe, here's your I don't believe that routine should ever become stagnant. But when left unchecked, routine can lead to complacency and boredom, eroding the passion and excitement that initially brought you two together. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Rekindling Romance, and I hope you feel inspired to bring these things, anything I said, or list them and pick one for each week or one for each day to infuse into your marriage, to renew passion, to feel closer, even in the midst of routine. Remember, the path to renewing love is rekindling romance is a journey, not a destination. And it's worth taking every step along the way. Thank you for being here. And would you follow, like, and leave a review? That would bless my heart and help others find me too. Until next time, remember to keep building your better marriage one day at a time. God bless. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's h2hcoaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage, rooted in faith and anchored in love.